7:39 on 7:20. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great start to your Wednesday morning. Sun is shining, at least a little bit. We got some cloud cover here downtown. It was mild when I walked out of the door. I live in the Lakeview neighborhood. Felt good. I know it's a little colder out in the burbs, but we were greeted to a pretty nice sunrise here today. Probably more clouds, though, than we had sun yesterday. All right, time for extremely local news. And for that, we say good morning to Seamus Toomey, Block Club Chicago. Seamus, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, John. How about yourself?
Oh, doing really well. Doing really well. And it's always great to chat with you. I think this is the first time you and I have chatted since the new year about those subscriptions. Congratulations on getting the number you wanted for the year. And a lot of people helping support local news.
It was wonderful. People really came out to support Block Club Chicago. We're a nonprofit news site, so all the help we can get from your listeners and from the folks out in Chicago, it really helps us out a lot. It was a great turnout. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, and that's awesome. One story that is, this kind of comes up every couple of years, the Trump sign or the Trump name on the hotel and local officials trying to get it down. I know they tried right when it went up, even before it went up, but now we have a new wrinkle in that story.
Exactly. And this should be noted that, this was a battle that started well before Donald Trump was the president. The giant sign on his skyscraper caught a lot of people in Chicago off guard, including a lot of aldermen when they started putting it up. Everyone praised the building when it first went up, or a lot of people did. But then when they started erecting the 20-foot-high T slowly over the course of a couple of weeks, people were like, wait a minute, how big is that going to be?
Right.
And now, this is going to be happening all around the country as people grapple with his legacy. What do you do with some of the monuments to himself that he built? In Chicago, Alderman Gilbert Villegas is going to introduce an ordinance later this month, asking that if a president was convicted of treason or impeached for sedition and convicted, it's got to be more than impeachment. The Senate's got to approve it as well. Then they would get their names taken off buildings. So there's a lot of ifs to it. When Trump put this up originally, mm-hmm. he slipped it through the city council as part of the original construction of it. Rahm Emanuel, it happened before his time. He tried to stop it. He couldn't. And it's basically grandfathered in would be a good way of looking at it now, where there's a lot of things along the river that you can't do anymore because of this sign. But back when they changed the rule to say this couldn't happen again, Trump actually praised it because he realized that all of a sudden he's going to have the biggest sign on the river for years and years and years. So we'll see. Obviously, ordinances are made to be changed and legal battles could happen.
Are meant to be fought, yes.
They're meant to be fought. So we'll see what happens. I know a lot of people like to pose in front of the building. You and I worked across the street from it for years, and I was always amazed at how many tourists would pose in front of it.
Yeah.
And some would be flipping the middle finger, some would be smiling.
Yeah.
So it's
very well photographed. Yeah, Republican or Democrat, it's very well photographed, and people like to be in front of it one way or another. Okay, seems like every week we got a new story from Block Club, and I'm glad you keep on publishing them, of parties happening where they shouldn't be.
Right. This was, we all know there's lots of businesses in Chicago and all over the place that are trying to stay alive by having private parties and secret parties. This one spilled out into the public because someone took a video inside of and posted it to the website Reddit, and it got a lot of views. So we looked into it. This is Lon's in Old Town. It's 1507 North Sedgwick. They're well known for having very raucous parties. Just ask the neighbors in Old Town about it. This one had about 60 people, really packed together, no masks. I think the part that really captured people's attention was the owner, Jimmy Ma, was there, and he was there passing around a bottle of Tito's, and everyone was drinking out of the same bottle.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, that was one of the things that people were even in better times, that one's a little cringeworthy. We talked to Jimmy, and he said, basically, what else am I going to do? I'm trying to keep the business alive. His son told us yesterday that they're going to shut down now for a while, and he said the decision to have these parties was really made out of desperation. They're trying to bring in some revenue, so it's obviously, it's one of those things that the city is been cracking down on these parties when they can, but there are a lot going on, and obviously the fear is just that all 60 people in there are now potentially it could be a super spreader event. It's really a cringeworthy video to watch, and I don't know, drink it out of the same bottle, it didn't seem like a good idea 12 months ago, but now I couldn't even imagine it.
Can't even imagine. The gathering in a crowd is one thing, and not wearing a mask, so that's a third level to it. I go back and forth in my head about these. I get the struggle of local business owners, and I won't even say I get it, because I'm not a local business owner. I don't understand having your livelihood completely decimated by a pandemic, and so I start to have a little sympathy for it. And then it's like, but yeah, okay, your business shuts down, and maybe it ends up going under, but you just potentially expose 60 people to a life-threatening illness, even if the numbers of mortality are low. I don't know. I try and have some sympathy and empathy, but I struggle each week harder and harder to find it. Seamus, you have a great other story and plenty more at Block Club Chicago. Unfortunately, we are out of time now, but we appreciate you joining us as always.
John, thank you very much. Have a good one.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon. That's Seamus Toomey, editor of Block Club Chicago. Go to blockclubchicago.org, subscribe. They got a great newsletter out, incredible stories. Even if you're in the suburbs, these stories transcend no matter where you live, and they're just very Chicago, and they're great to read, and you can help out their nonprofit newsroom.